Here we go. We are up to number 4, Kosher and Matir. So, the most common shaila we got on the at the onset of this shiur is, the shiur is about Make Bepatish. That's what it said, the finishing blow, and we're learning Kosher Matir. So, you know, the placement is everything, right? Timing is everything, placement is everything, and if you look for a clear seif that speaks about Make Bepatish in Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, about Hilchos Shabbos, there's two. There's one in Kosher Matir that talks about Make Bepatish, and there's one in the middle of Shin Mem that talks about Make Bepatish. Now, this is the tricky part. Let's just get all of our terms straight. Make Bepatish is Tikkun Moneh, right? Tikkun Moneh is that you were misaken, you fixed a vessel. Moneh is a vessel, a kli. You fixed it, you created it. That's a better one, right? Make Bepatish is one of the 39. It's one of the 39. Yes. Completing the vessel. And it's one of the 39. It's always one of Make Bepatish. It's the final blow. Now, and this is one more, it just makes it a little bit more trickier, is that every melacha will have an accompanying, or seemingly should have, an accompanying Make Bepatish. Because as the melacha is being formulated, and you are in the midst of transgressing, right? That's what's happening, right? So then, when you finish it, that's the Make Bepatish. So really, we can nail you twice, right? The final blow. You're going to get nailed with another Avera of a Make Bepatish as you finish the last letter in the book, as you're writing it on Shabbos. We found such a precedent. That could be a Make Bepatish. Why? Yeah. So it's you have to go through every malacha and find, will we or do we go and nail you with a Make Bepatish after we nailed you for the very malacha that you did, right? Lava or lava shnei lava. So that's right. It can be fine with us.
Not with us. Katas, whatever. Right. Skila, can't have skila.
Right.
Do whatever. It
can be, you can only die once. If you believe in YOLO, we believe in.
No, do katas for shaking.
Yodo. It's not so, not so catchy. Yodo, it's true, you only die once. One skila, it's
no,
over.
I meant to cut the
yeah.
Shake.
Yeah. Okay, so now, that's where it brings us to Shin Yod Zayin. The Gemara.
Or, there could be an opportunity to make, because if you master him for the wrong thing, let's say you said Make Bepatish, so he's really doing it. Also, Make Bepatish, that works.
Does the Hasra, does he have to have knowledge? Does he have to have the proper understanding in the Hasra? Right. If he doesn't know that he's going to get nailed with the Make
Bepatish, and you said Kaysev is Chayev, what if you said Make Bepatish?
Fair.
And you still get. If you're doing two malachas,
does he know? Does he need to know? Hasra needs to be a forewarning. Does he need to know that there is a inherent Make Bepatish?
No, but it has to be accurate. So here you have two shots in it. That's my point.
Okay. So now, where does this come in? The second Ma'ar Malkum in the booklet. The second Ma'ar Malkum in the booklet went was a Gemara that seemingly had no connection to anything. The Gemara was about pillows. The Gemara goes and says on Daf Mem Ches and Aleph in Shabbos that they had pillows. This is the third Gemara in our booklet. So they had feathers, and they used to take the feathers and stuff it into their pillow. Like, can you do that on Shabbos? So the Gemara, Chissa said yes. Eisrei Yochanan bar Chissa, Lord Chissa, Matir and Beis Hatzaver b'Shabbos, but loy poiskin. You're allowed to rip something open. You can't close up the Beis Hatzaver. Ve'noisin es hamuchin. You don't put these feathers loy l'toich hakar ve'loy l'toich hakeses. You can't put them in your blanket or your pillow. That's on Yontif. All the more so on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, no. One's new pillows, one's old pillows. What difference does that make? Explains Rashi. When it's a new pillow and you're creating the pillow, the feathers that you're injecting into this pillow is tikkun mana. What is that? Makir patish. You have now created the pillow. So, makir patish iser doraisa. Seemingly. So now, like every good sugya, it doesn't end there. If you would just see that, it would be one thing. Comes along Tosis over there, Tosis goes and says, Haba chadati, haba adiki. One's new, one's old. Says the re shim natku chute asarvel im hanekev racha v'yachal achnisam beloy toireach. What difference does it make if it's a very wide opening and you could just throw them in without any tircha? Does anyone translate tircha? Without any hassle. Okay? Why does hassle make a difference? Who cares about hassle? Fine. So without any hassle, then it's not a problem. So is that explaining Makir Patish? Or is that a new thing? Well, we know in Simon Shin Lamin Gimel, there's... How do you remember?
Snow.
It's a big tircha to shovel snow. There is an iser of tircha. You shouldn't be mafanin your oitzer and clear out full storehouses and silos because it's a tircha. And you shouldn't be doing it on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of menucha and a day of ease. And so Tosis is just integrating a new sugya of tircha to Makir Patish. What does that have to do? And then Tosis says one more factor, and the Rambam actually paskins this. The Rambam goes and says there's another chashash of there's a fear, a new gezeira, shema yikshar. Because what do you do when you finish filling your pillow? You tie it shut. So any scenario where you're going to tie it shut, or the next course of action is to tie it shut, chazal are fearful, you may come to tie it shut. Okay?
Talking about even by old ones?
So what difference does old ones make?
Because when it's a new one, anyways, it's a problem of Makir Patish. I thought that you're saying even when it's an old one, when there's no problem of Makir Patish, still there are new Kshushers, new Derabbanan problems.
Correct. Tosis is clearing his, so to say, covering his back that, of course, the old one has to be where we're not fearful you're going to tie it. Why? Meaning, yeah, it's a scenario where you're not going to go and tie it, because if you were to go and tie it, you'd have another issue. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down, because I want to get to some applications, a few. Yeah? Comes along, how does it apply to our sugya over here in Kosher? Let's say you're looking around the room. We're basically split down the middle. Laces and no laces. Okay? Let's say your laces tear. Or you didn't lace, you have an unlaced pair of shoes, and you meant to go buy a new pair, and you have the pair of laces. I want to put them in. Can you lace shoes on Shabbos? So, what's the shaila at hand? Shaila of kosher. Well, what's really happening? There's no kesher, no aniva. I'm just putting it through. Says Shulchan Aruch, based on this gemara, no, it's tikkun mana, it's makir bepatish. Because now I've been mashlim and I've completed this workable shoe. Says the Shulchan Aruch. I read you a Shulchan Aruch. Let the Shulchan Aruch do its own talking. Says Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Beis. Nishmitu loy ritzuis mino v'sandal. Let's say they fell out. Your laces of your shoe or your sandal fell out. Shinishmat roiv haregel. Mutu lahachzer haritzuis l'mekoyman. You may put them back. Ublvad shalei yiksha. Yeah?
That's a third old pair.
Yeah. And this is when the whole shoe will fall apart.
And if you could use it without it falling apart?
V'davka sheyuchal, says the Ramah, v'davka sheyuchal lachziroi beloy tereach. The Ramah then integrates places. Okay? Avon tzarech tereach lozeh aser. Tircha, if there is a tircha involved, then it's aser dechashin on shema yikshar. Right? Once it's going to be a tircha, then we're fearful you might come to tie it. Seemingly. So, comes along the comes along the Mishnah Berurah, Nishmatu, Aval Bamina, Chadash, if it's a new shoe, these are old shoes. If it's a new shoe, Aser, Litain, Eretzuris, Peshabbos, then this doesn't apply. You're not allowed to put laces into new shoes. Emaneke, Vracha, of the Mesakin, Mana. Because that's Tikkun Mana, that's Ma'akev HaPatish. Great. Fine. So, when do you have a heter? If they're an old pair of shoes.
Old pair, new laces. What do you do?
Machlekes. So, old pair, let's, you know the classic, a classic Rebbe fashion. The answer is old pair and old laces are fine. I didn't answer you, right?
Yes.
So, exactly. Old pair and old is fine. New pair of laces, it gets very not clear. Because they declare, what's the Makir Patish? The Makir Patish is...
The shoe or the laces?
Is expressed through completing the shoe. And this is just my tool. And the means to complete my shoe is through putting in laces. Or I had this lack of no lace. And now I have filled in my new laces into this old shoe. There are machmirim. The shaila is, can we make it a derabanan to make it a suffik derabanan? Because seemingly, if this is a makir patish, I would venture to say it's a suffik deraisa. Right? So we have to find a way to make this derabanan to get this to be a suffik derabanan. Right? Because there are shitas lekan and lekan. So just in klalei apsak, we have to make this derabanan. Yeah? How are we going to make it to be Darabanan? How do we get out of the second bundle? It's
hard to do with the specific word.
No, so I'll tell you, if there's one pshat, I forgot the actual Mayer Mokim. There's one pshat that says, Tircha is a explanation and an expression of Makir B'Patish. It's that final touch that... If it's not a tircha, it's not a completion. Right? It's like that Musar Shmuz. If it's not hard, it's not real growth. Right? If you didn't schwitz, you didn't get anywhere. So, again, this is a stretch.
Yeah, but the Reisam Makir Patish requires tircha.
Yeah.
Kind of the last smash didn't need tircha. Oomph.
Oomph is a tircha, right? So again, if you go with Tosfos, and it's not a tircha, there's a tshuva from the Ber Moshe. Tshuva from the Ber Moshe that goes and says, what was the mitzias of these shoes? They were very different. The Mishnah Berurah walks you through over here in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, exactly how those shoes were made. They did not look like our shoes. Our shoes, we have tarti letivusa. Right? The holes very often are clearly defined with possibly a ring, and the top of the lace is clearly defined. There's no tircha. Right? So if we go in the avenue of tircha, we have what to work with. Correct? That's what the Ber Moshe says. His brother, always fun to see two brothers going at it. His brother does not like it. Because very nice, you've addressed Tircha. Who's his brother? The Ber Moshe was the Rav of Debrecen. His name was Stern. His brother was Stern. Yeah? His name was Bezalel Chochma. Bezalel Chochma was a Bezalel Stern. So he writes a tshuva saying, my brother goes and he writes this and he quotes my father that said it was okay. And he also quotes Rabbi Yonason Steif. Now in Hungary, and like for Hungarians, Rabbi Yonason Steif is like after Yehoshua. Yeah, he's up there, Rabbi Yonason Steif. So he says, but I don't understand that. I don't understand how this works because you haven't addressed the Makir B'Patish aspect. Very nice, you've taken care of all the ease, but you have now completed your shoe. Fine. So now, where does that leave us? Where does that leave us in Halach L'maisa? Definitely, old shoes, old laces are fine. No problem whatsoever. Okay? The middle ground, and for sure, new shoes is the pashtus. New shoes with old laces, it doesn't matter. Yeah? The new shoes are the pashtus. The question is, to the extent to even new laces and old shoes. What are some other cases?
What laces? What? The Makir Patish is in the shoe.
Good.
Shoes
why?
Functioning without the laces.
Right, so what does it matter whether the laces are new or old?
Because...
There are two components of the same thing.
There are two components. Which one services the other? Laces always service the shoe.
Yeah.
So the macropathage is only one way.
Yeah.
Good. I happen to hear that. The problem is like this. There are opinions that say otherwise. So if you and I...
Is that the laces now are completed?
I was lacking lace, and now I have fixed that lack. I have been mashlim... The lack of lace.
The shoe was missing a component, then you gave it a new component.
The component that was missing, yeah. It's like I'm missing a windshield in my car. Cars are not windshields. I have now been mashlim the car by replacing the windshield.
Right.
So a new windshield or new laces, even if they're not as integral as an engine, as the shoe, can be a makeh bepatish because it's a completion.
Yeah. What's the middle case we're talking about?
Old shoes.
An old pair of shoes.
New laces. Fine. Sit on it. Let's send it together. Yeah? So now, let's just do a few cases where it plays out. I've been asked this question, and I've always had this question. I never knew. Where does it come from, and who talks about it? What's with balloons?
Balloons?
Balloons. Yeah?
Why is it it's not Kayama?
No. Yeah. Let me explain my question. To take a balloon, to blow it up, right? To blow it up is question number one. To go and to tie it is asur d'oraisa. I don't know any heter in the world to tie a balloon tight.
What's the problem blowing it up?
So when I was asking the question, I was asking on the blowing. Okay, there are some places that say let's just take the extreme for the shock factor. Some places say balloons are muktzah. Okay, good. Shake and nod. Why? Why? Why should balloons be muktzah? It's ridiculous. So I personally
unblown balloon or blown balloon?
Unblown.
You have nothing to do with this.
What do you mean? You can play with it and blow it up, and not tie it.
Well, assume you can't blow it up.
Why can't you blow it up? So the place can go and they compare it to this Gemara of Memches. Wild. They compare it to this Gemara. Are you allowed to go and put and fill this kli with feathers to be your pillow and fill this piece of latex with air? Go. Attack.
Well, if you're not going to tie it, you're filling, forget the fact that it's worth it. It's nothing.
And wait, but do we have a fear that you might tie it?
That would be the only concern I could think of. If you're going to fill it with tie.
So then ultimately there's no use and therefore it would be muktzah.
Right, you're going to get stuck. If you cannot explain to me a usage that's going not going to have any issues involved, it thereby becomes muktzah.
I'll tell you a good use for a balloon. I've used it myself. If you ever need to open a bottle or something, get a good grip, use a balloon.
Okay, fair. But that is not a problem because in muktzah would be mutter.
Right, so it should be mutter.
No. Even if a regular balloon is going to be muktzah, you'd still if you don't have any other piece of latex, you can use that. It'll be klisha malachtoi le'iser le'tzerech gufay. No.
What? Like a hammer, you could use this.
You can't say opening bottles.
But what about to pick it up and move it if it's in a drill?
When we learn. Yes.
Why?
It's a klisha malachta. Majority of its usage is for iser. Majority. We go by majority. Okay. Majority is leiser. It has a heter usage, but it's a minority. That's going to be klisha malachta leiser. So it gets mukta status, but you're going to be allowed to use it for that specific purpose. Okay. That's klisha malachta leiser leiser hufay. So here, just telling me that I can open up a bottle with the balloon doesn't tell you the balloon's going to be allowed because it'll be mukta first and then be allowed to use because it's going to be klisha malachta leiser leiser. Gufay. So, where does that leave us?
Can you say the balloons for Oneg Shabbos? Would you like to blow it up? I don't know. I'm entertaining kids.
Good. I was waiting for kids. So, the Shmir Shabbos goes in Paskins. That, in the event that it's not knee-jerk reaction that you're going to tie the balloon, children may use it, but only children. That's what he writes. You don't have to stop a child from holding a balloon. Okay, that's what he writes. Now, let's say The balloon. What?
What's the definition of it? Anyone underneath 13, or can be asked DOS or something?
This is an excellent child. So now, what are kids?
Idea.
What?
It's the next idea.
No, not yet. No, we're not gonna do it. It's in the far away. We're gonna get there. So now, the question is, let's say you have these blow up balls. What's the status? And with this, we'll
like
close.
A beach ball?
A beach ball.
That you could plug it.
You could plug it.
That's not a Kesher.
That's not a Kesher. Great. Not a Kesher.
Why is it not the...
It's blowing money? It up. Yeah. It's blowing it up, tikkun money.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Because once you blow it up once, even if you deflate it, it's...
Or like one of those medicines.
So Rav Shlomo Zalman actually says, to fill it up, to refill it, is that new air or this, that's old air? It doesn't matter what air it is, right? And therefore it should be allowed. Fine. So the question is going to be... The question is going to be, and I'll leave you with this. What's the deal with inflatable balls?
Deflatable?
A beach ball.
Inflate. Brand new.
A beach ball that you put out of the peg.
Brand new.
The purpose is to blow it up and deflate it. It's, you know,
by completing the ball,
so,
completing it the first.
Very good. So
you're not completing it.
So Shlomo Zalman writes that if it is something that is inflated and deflated and inflated and deflated, then you may inflate it. No
what about
problem.
Like a basketball, though.
The basketball.
Like to pump it up.
There's no. I don't know of a good header. If anyone has one, please let me know. I don't know of a good header.
I'm taking money.
What?
Me tonight.
It's Wednesday. Yeah.
There we go. It's 7:45 today. We have a basketball game in the Bigs.
Okay.
And there's two inflated legs. There's two bouncing and bouncing off the rim. So we can inflate it on a little.
So what's that?
If you over.
Is that ticking money?
That would also be ticking money.
Interesting. Okay, we have to think about it to be continued.